Beautiful insight from Rav Biederman, short idea on the Parsha. Pasuk says that Noach was taking care of the Teva, Perek Zayin, Pasuk of Gimel, Zchus for Shem, Mordechai Yaakov, Yudah ben Rivka. He was the only one left, and he was, and only Noah and those Noach and those with him on the Teva were left. So Rashi calls what Pashup Shat that he was by himself. Another says Rashi, and Noach was groaning and spitting up blood because of the burden of taking care of the animals. And says Rabbinim, what's his lashon of gonech? He was groaning. Says Rabbonim, a pshischa, a beautiful insight on davening. Sometimes you daven with words, but sometimes you daven with a broken heart. And sometimes you daven with just a moan. Rabbi Nachman used to say this all the time, just sighing, a holy sigh to the Rabbonu Shom. Just saying, Rabbonu Shom. That is the biggest tefillah. And says the Rabbonu Shom, says the Rabbi Rabbonim, look at the next pasuk. Pasuk of Dalet. Then the water stopped. He prevailed upon the earth 150 days. Says the Rebbe Rabbanim, because of Noach's davening, because of the koach of this one groan, that ended up bringing the Midas Adin to the Midas Arachim. It caused the Mabul to end. Says the Rebbe Rabbanim, this is an example of tefillah without even uttering a single word. When we go and come to the Rebbeinu Shem, as with a broken heart, and not just with the words, but with a broken heart and a broken soul, and we come to him with a sincere feeling, not even saying a word, says the Rebbe Rabbanim, the Rebbeinu Shem sees that inner feeling. How much more for us when we use our words, we have those feelings. But even when we don't have those words, and we just have that cry to the Rebbeinu Shem, that sincere tefillah, could be in a song, it could be in a sigh, it could be in a little bit of a discussion with the Rebbeinu Shem. But if it comes from a sincere place, the Rebbeinu Shem brings changes all of din to the Rachman Mishibizocha, to truly believe in our tefillahs, believe in the Kalacha tefillah, believe in ourselves, to truly believe in ourselves, right? Rashi earlier on says, Af Noach Mitane Amuna Haya. And the Yitzhak Gevork says, maybe Noach, Af Noach Mitane Amuna Haya, is that Noach, I believe from Yitzhak Gevork, it says, Af Noach Mitane Amuna Haya, Hayamamin. Even in those Kitane Amuna, even those people who didn't believe, or maybe they didn't believe in themselves, Hayamamin, he believed in them. We should be Zoche to believe in ourselves, believe in our tefillah, believe in our small actions, because there's nothing small when it comes to our Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ezra Shem Shvizocha, take these ideas from the Rebbe Rabbonim, Rav Yitzchak Avorka, and Rav Biederman, to know that every word of tefillah and every sigh and everything we do is so special to the Rebbe Shem Shkachet Shabbos.